It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Today I'm going to give you a different slant on the danger of elected officials lecturing their constituents. Such lecturing is becoming a more common occurrence at Board of Supervisor meetings or at City Council sessions. Those opposing the objectives of the elected officials are being labeled as Tea Party or elitists. The elected officials delivering these lectures appear very confident of their positions, but they should remember there is a pride before the fall. I will quickly run through the dangers of such condescending diatribes and then suggest some steps you could take to get your elected officials back on track. To deliver an effective lecture, you need three things. First, an in-depth knowledge of your subject matter. Next, credibility with your audience. And finally, a style of delivery that is constructive, not condescending. Applying these rules to our local officials quickly shows the danger in their lecturing. They don't know the housing element process. The elected officials have relied exclusively on consultants and on staffs to prepare the pertinent housing element plans and have repeatedly demonstrated an ignorance of the actual contents of any given plan, particularly with respect to what is acceptable to the state authorities and what local control has been surrendered to the regional or state overseers. One official in particular was quick to use the expression, "Our hands are tied," with respect to the housing element submission, that is, until he learned that he was dead wrong. Do these elected officials have credibility with the people to whom they are lecturing? Maybe at one point they did, but the credence has been eroded by the many surprises that have been foisted on residents throughout the housing element and Plan Bay area process. The residents of Strawberry are probably at the top of the list of people who do not trust the Board of Supervisors. Projects like the Wind Cup site in Corte Madera have caused residents to distrust the intentions of their local officials. Are these lectures delivered in a constructive manner? No, the elected officials appear more to be playing to their peers on their respective boards or councils than attempting to educate their constituents. This again is a dangerous approach, particularly if the officials have underestimated the number of people in the opposition. One former member of the Board of Supervisors fell into this trap and, not surprisingly, was not reelected. A common component of these elected official diatribes is to label the other side with a derogatory title, like Tea Party, elitist, or racist. This is a technique espoused by Saul Alinsky in his book Rules for Radicals as a means of casting the opposition in a bad light. The technique is effective in certain circumstances because it is difficult for the opposition to prove a negative, like we are not elitist or we are not racist. The problem for elected officials, however, is they are not supposed to be radical, but rather representing the interests of a majority of their constituents. They are not fighting the man. They're supposed to be the man. If the content of the lecture is wrong, or the accused individuals turn out to be a majority, the diatribe could be the beginning of the end of that elected official's career. So what can you do? If you like an elected official who has delivered one of these condescending lectures, pull him or her aside and advise them that after the Wind Cup site and the nearly approved Larkspur Landing one, a lot of people distrust the whole planning process. They're not elitist or racist or Tea Party members. They're just people who resent the whole top-down urban planning programs and just want a fair say in what happens to their county and their community. When neighborhoods have to resort to lawyers in order to be heard by their elected officials, the system is broken. You need to warn these elected officials that diatribes against the opposition might be well received by peers, but not by a constituency seeking a representative government. All of us who live by the water know that tides turn. Elected officials who rail against the tides have short careers. Well, that's my show for today. Thanks for tuning in. If there's a question you would like me to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is a production of Radio Sausalito and is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or at radiosausalito.org. Thanks for listening.